HDC, Health and Disability Commissioner, Te Toihu Hauora, Hawatanga. Adapted in 2024 by accessible format service Blind Low Vision, Auckland. Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. There is a logo at the top of the page, HDC, Health and Disability Commissioner. Review of the Health and Disability Commissioner Act 1994 and Code of Health and Disability Services and the Code of Health and Disability Services Consumers' Rights. Ko te arutaki I te ture kaikomihana hauora. Hauātanga 1994. A, ko te tikanga mōtika kiritaki hauora. Hauātanga ratonga. A consultation document. He puka whakawhitiwhiti kōrero. April 2024. Aparera 2024. Tuia tō māna kia māia. Tuia tō Māori kia mau. Horehia te mātoranga kia puta ko te māramātanga. E kotahi ai te wairua, kia tipu, kia hua, kia puāwai ngā mahi. Haumi e, hui e, taiki e. Retain and hold fast to your mana. Be brave, be widespread with knowledge to empower understanding. By working together, we will grow, flourish, prosper. Join all together, bind all together, let it be done. Contents. Nā kaupapa. Commissioner's Foreword. Kupu whakataki a te kai kōmihana. Acknowledgements. He mihi. Introduction. Timatanga kōrero. Aim of this consultation document. How to have your say. Official Information Act. Draft wording to give effect to suggestions for the code. Next steps. Other relevant work. Words we use in this document. Nā kupu whakamārama. Overview of the Act and the Code. Tirohanga whānui o te ture me te tikanga motika. Origins of the Act and the Code. The Code and your rights. The Act and the functions of HDC. The complaint process. Supporting better and equitable complaint resolution. Kaupapa 1. Kia mana orete te whakatau amu amu. Issues. Legislative suggestions for change. Topic 2. Making the Act and the Code effective for and responsive to the needs of Māori. Kaupapa 2. Kia whai hua te ture me te tikanga mōtika ki ngā hiahia o te iwi Māori. Issues. Legislative suggestions for change. Topic 3. Making the Act and the Code work better for tangata whaikaha, disabled people. Kaupapa 3. Kia whai hua te ture me te tikanga mōtika ki ngā hiahia mō ngā tangata whaikaha. Issues. Legislative suggestions for change. Topic 4. Considering options for a right of appeal to HDC decisions. Kaupapa 4. Nā tono pira ki ngā whakatonga o HDC. Issues. Legislative suggestions for change. Topic 5. Minor and technical improvements. Kaupapa 5. Whakapai ake I ngā tikanga tātaritanga. Issues and suggestions for change. Appendix 1. Consultation questions. A pitihanga 1. Nā pātai matapākinga. Appendix 2. How our suggestions could translate into a revised code. A pitihātanga. A pitihanga 2. Me pēwhia te whakamārama I ngā whakaro puaki kia pai ai te tikanga mōtika. Commissioner's Foreword. Kupu whakataki a te kai kōmihana. Kōreri te manu. Tākiri mai te ata. Ka au. Ka au. Ka awatia. Tihe Māori ora. Ena mana, ena reo, ena karangaranga maha huri noa o Aotearoa nei. Tēnā koto, tēnā koto, tēnā koto katoa. E rere atu ana ngā mihi aroha ki te hunga kua riro atu ki te pō, te tini me te mano kua tiraha ki ngā marae maha, moi mai ra koto. Hoki mai anō, hoki mai anō ki a tātō ngā urupā o rato mā, mōri ora ki a tātō. Nō rera, tēnā ono tātō katoa. I am pleased to seek your feedback to improve the Health and Disability Commissioner Act, the Act and Code of Health and Disability Services Consumers' Rights, the Code. These laws matter. Every New Zealander will access health services at multiple points across their lifetime, and around 45,000 people per year will also access disability services. The Act establishes the Office of the Health and Disability Commissioner, HDC, and the code sets out your rights when using health and disability services. Together, they address the power imbalance that exists between people and providers of services and ensures people are at the centre of care. These laws support people to know their rights and have a voice when things go wrong. They provide accountability through an independent complaint mechanism and support service improvement through learning from complaints. 2024 marks 30 years since the Act came into law. 2 years later, the code was drafted. In a time where health and disability services are increasingly under pressure, the need for HDC and the code to promote and protect the rights of people accessing services remains critical. In preparing for this review, the team and I heard from many people with health and disability sector expertise that the Act and the code are generally working well. However, we heard that some people and groups benefit more than others from these laws, and the Act and the Code should be updated to respond to the needs of all New Zealanders, particularly Māori and tangata whaikaha disabled people. We also heard that the Act and the Code should be updated to respond to changing service models and reflect modern expectations of complaint resolution, including to move towards people-centred approaches to complaint resolution and enabling greater levels of challenge to HDC decisions. In this document, I seek feedback on small changes to the Act and the Code that I believe will make a significant difference to the promotion and protection of the rights of all New Zealanders. Suggestions, including broadening the purpose statement of the Act to support people-centred complaint processes, incorporating tikanga into the code, strengthening the right to supported decision-making in the code, and providing a statutory pathway to review HDC decisions in the Act. I welcome your thoughts and feedback on the issues and suggestions set out in this document, as well as any other thoughts on how we can improve the Act and the Code and how they are applied. I will use your feedback to inform my report to the Minister of Health and to support quality improvement. I look forward to hearing your views. Ngā mihi nui. Morag McDowell, Health and Disability Commissioner. Acknowledgements. Hei mihi. In preparing this document, HDC is grateful for the many wānanga, discussions, hui, meetings and workshops, and other contributions of consumer, provider and sector leaders and government agencies, as well as review of tikanga and the use of te reo Māori. To help focus the review on what matters most to people, we wrote to 49 organisations and individuals to ask what is working well, what is not working well, and what can be improved. We received 30 responses. Thank you. We then had deeper engagements to understand the issues better and build suggestions for public feedback informed by sector knowledge. In particular, we are grateful to the rangatira, Māori leaders, and Māori health and disability sector leaders who generously shared their wisdom and guidance on tikanga and the experiences and aspirations of Māori to help shape Topic 2, making the Act and the Code effective for and responsive to the needs of Māori. We acknowledge and thank Tā Mason Dury and Mehana Dury, Marka Tibble, Kahurangi Naida, Mo Milne, Kerry Opai, Dr. Claire Charters, Dr. Maria Baker, Dr. Huana Hickey, Graham Bidwar Cameron, Gloria Sheridan, Angie Smith, Tania Midi Noa, Joanna Hanari, and Kerry Nuku. We also thank the authors of the Critical Tactility Analysis Framework we applied to this work. We are similarly grateful to the lived experience leaders who shared their wisdom and guidance to help us shape particularly Topic 1, supporting better and equitable complaint resolution, and Topic 3, making the Act and the Code work for tangata whaikaha disabled people. We thank the HDC's Consumer Advisory Group, attendees of the disability workshops, including Jordan Milroy, Joanne Dacombe, Grace Lee, Oliver Halford, Zandra Vicarino, Rachel Noble, Kim Robinson, Anne Wirral, Rebecca Graham, Jenna Maguren, and Esther Woodbury. Te Hotu, Te Tahu Hawara, Health Quality and Safety Commission's Kōtuinga Kiritaki Consumer Network. the Lived Experience Knowledge Network, the Addiction Consumer Leadership Group, the Family and Whānau Advisors Network, and the National Association of Mental Health Service Consumers Advisors. We also thank Dr. Bridget Murfin-Veach, Iris Reevekamp, and Erica Butters for their wisdom and advice on Topics 1 and 3. We are also grateful to the providers, consumers, and other sector leaders who attended HUI to shape Topic 1, supporting better and equitable complaint resolution, and Topic 5, considering options for a right of appeal of HDC decisions. We thank Tui Taurua, Sue Claridge, David Dunbar, Edna Javier, Sam Powell, Danai, Dr. Tristan Ingham, Anne Buckley, Alison Eddy, Martin Thomas, Diane Black, Rebecca Graham, Gabriel Lauer, Renate Schutt, Charlotte Court, Professor Joe Manning, the National Advocacy Trust Board, and advocates. We look forward to continuing dialogue with you all through public consultation to support HDC to develop recommendations to the Minister of Health. Introduction, Timatanga Kōrero. In this section, we provide an overview of 1. The aim of this consultation document, 2. How to have your say, 3. Next steps, and 4. Other relevant work. Aim of this consultation document. This consultation document provides information to help you make a submission on the review of the Health and Disability Commissioner Act 1994, the Act, and the Code of Health and Disability Services Consumers' Rights, the Code. A summary consultation document with accessible format translations is also available on our website https://review.hdc.org.nz. The Health and Disability Commissioner, HDC, is required by law to review the Act and the Code regularly and recommend to the Minister of Health what changes should be made. These reviews are an opportunity to make sure the Act and the Code remain fit for purpose in promoting and protecting the rights of all New Zealanders accessing health and disability services. This consultation document covers 5 topics where we think the Act and the Code can be improved. These are 1. Supporting better and equitable complaint resolution. 2. Making the Act and the Code more effective for and responsive to the needs of Māori. 3. Making the Act and the Code work better for tangata whaikaha. 3. Considering options for a right of appeal of HDC decisions. And 5. Minor and technical improvements. To help us identify and develop these topics for public feedback, we engaged with a wide variety of organisations and individuals. Overall, we heard that the Act and the Code are working well, but that there are concerns about the timelines of complaint resolution and that some people and groups benefit less than others under the Act and the Code. Māori leaders told us that the Act and the Code needed to reflect what was important for Māori, including by giving practical effect to te tiriti or waitangi. Tangata whaikaha disabled people told us that the Act and Code should do more to make sure services and complaints processes are accessible and support HDC to maintain an appropriate focus on the experiences of tangata whaikaha disabled people when accessing health and disability services. There was also recognition of the need to update the Act and the Code to align with the evolving health and disability system, new legislation and modern expectations of complaint resolution. While the consultation document may not cover every issue raised by stakeholders, it provides an opportunity for people to offer their views and suggestions for improving the Act and the Code. How to have your say. For each topic in this consultation document, we ask for your feedback on 1. Whether the main issues we are seeking to address have been covered. 2. Our suggestions for changing the Act and the Code and their potential positive and negative impacts. And 3. Any other changes we should consider. You can answer as many or as few of the questions as you wish. Appendix 1 sets out our consultation questions in one place. You can give us your feedback in the following ways. 1. Complete our online survey at https://review.hdc.org.nz. 2. Download the survey at https://review.hdc.org.nz and send your completed form to review@hdc.org.nz or PO Box 1791, Auckland 1140. And 3. Send us your thoughts to the email or postal address above. Closing date for feedback is 5 p.m. Wednesday, 31st of July, 2024. You can learn more about the consultation and consultation events on our website at https://review.hdc.org.nz. If you have any questions, you can 1. Email review@hdc.org.nz, 2. Call or text 027 283 2219. This number is registered with the New Zealand Relay Service, www.nzrelay.co.nz, or 3. Free phone 0800 11 22 33. Available Monday to Friday, 8:30am to 6pm, to arrange for the review team to call you back. Official Information Act. Please note that any feedback you give us is official information under the Official Information Act 1982, the OIA. Your feedback may be requested under the OIA and may need to be released. If your feedback contains information that you believe should be withheld, please make it clear in your feedback what this content is and why you think it should be withheld. Any request for withholding information on the grounds of confidentiality or any other reason will be determined in keeping with the OIA. Personal health information about identifiable individuals will generally be withheld due to the private and sensitive nature of this information. Draft wording to give effect to suggestions for the code. Our Act requires us to consult on draft wording for the code. Appendix 2 sets out a draft of revised code wording to give effect to suggestions in this document. You can include feedback on draft revised code wording when you respond to our questions. It is essential for code wording to be easy to understand and accessible. People need to understand their rights and providers need to understand their obligations. Rights must be able to be applied flexibly to respond to the circumstances, values and cultural considerations of people accessing services, as well as to appropriate standards within different professions and for different types of treatment. Flexibility ensures that the code can be applied to all people equitably and remains responsive to change within the health and disability sectors. Next steps. Your feedback will help us create a report to the Minister of Health recommending changes to the Act and the Code. We will continue to work with the health and disability sectors in the preparation of this report, noting that the HDC is the final decision maker. Our report is due to the Minister of Health by the 20th of December 2024. The Minister must present a copy of our report to Parliament within 12 working days of receiving it. We will also provide a copy of the report to the Minister of Disability Issues and publish the report and summary of submissions on our website. It is up to the Minister of Health and the Government to determine whether to progress those recommendations. While this review is about changes to the law, we recognise that many improvements can happen through changes in the way we do things. Your feedback on HDC and broader system issues will be shared with the Minister of Health in our report and within HDC and with relevant sector leaders to support quality improvement. Other relevant work. As we review the Act and the Code, we are thinking about related work and possible impacts for this project. This includes 1. Te Akamatua o Te Ture, the Law Commission's review of adult decision-making capacity law and published study paper He Potama that examines tikanga Māori and its place in Aotearoa New Zealand's legal landscape. 2. The New Zealand Disability Strategy 2016-2026 and the Provisional Health of Disabled People Strategy 2023. And 3. The Manatū Hauora, Ministry of Health's work to repeal and replace the Mental Health Compulsory Assessment and Treatment Act 1992 and review of the Health Practitioners Competence Assurance Act 2003. 4. The Privacy Commissioner's review of the privacy of children. 5. The Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in State Care. 6. The Accessibility for New Zealanders Bill. And 7. Whaikaha, Ministry of Disabled People Engagement Forums, Growing Voice and Safety. We are mindful of the health sector principles set out in the Pai Order Healthy Futures Act 2022, Pai Order Act, and its purpose, which is to 1. Protect, promote and improve the health of all New Zealanders, and 2. Achieve equity in health outcomes among New Zealand's population groups, including by striving to eliminate health disparities, in particular for Māori, and 3. Build towards Pai Ora, healthy futures for all New Zealanders. The Pie Order Act also provides for a code of consumers' expectations overseen by Te Tahu Hauora, Health Quality and Safety Commission, which supports consumer and whānau engagement in the health sector and the enabling of consumer and whānau voices to be heard. Words we use in this document. Nā kupu whakamārama. In this section, we explain important words and ideas we use in this document. Where appropriate, a description in Te Reo Māori is provided for kupu Māori, Māori words, alongside an English description. A vertical bar is used for Te Reo, Māori, and English equivalent words. Advocates and the Advocacy Service. Health and Disability Services Consumer Advocates have a statutory role within the Act to promote the code and support people using health and disability services. Advocates operating within the Nationwide Health and Disability Advocacy Service, the Advocacy Service, have a role to guide and support people to self-advocate, that is, to speak up about their needs and raise concerns and resolve complaints directly with service providers. Consumer. The word consumer in this document means a person accessing a health service, a disability service, or both. Consumer is a term that is used not only in our Act, but in other health and disability-related legislation. We acknowledged that some of the people do not prefer this word. Where the word consumer is not required for clarity, we say people accessing services and other terms such as tangata whaikaha, disabled people, and tangata whai ora. We also acknowledge that some people and cultures approach decision-making collectively rather than as an individual. The code enables people who can make decisions about their care to determine who their whānau and support people are when interacting with health and disability services and the extent to which they are involved. The concept of whānau is described below and explored further in Topic 1, Proposal C, Clarify the Role of Whānau. Complaint. The code provides the right to complain about health and disability services. It sets out expectations for providers to respond to complaints. The Act sets out how HDC can respond to complaints. A complaint is when someone isn't happy with a health or disability service, wants to talk about it, and expects a response. A complaint is different from feedback or raising concerns as it requires a resolution as set out in the Code and the Act. CRPD, the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, CRPD, is a human rights treaty. It focuses on identifying and removing social and physical barriers that stop disabled people from being fully included. This social and rights-based model of disability includes people with lived experience of mental distress and/or harm from substance abuse or gambling. Disability. We use the United Nations definition of disability, meaning people who have long-term physical, mental, intellectual, or sensory impairments that, in interaction with various barriers, may hinder their full and effective participation in society on an equal basis with others. In this context, disability includes people with lived experience of mental distress and/or harm from substance abuse or gambling. The experience of disability is influenced by the nature of a person's impairment. An individual's experience of disability can be influenced by things like gender, age, ethnicity, and culture. Decision-making capacity and affected decision-making. The code currently uses the language competence and diminished competence to describe people's ability to understand information, to make informed choices, and to give informed consent. This language is outdated. The Law Commission is using the terms decision-making capacity and affected decision-making in its review of adult decision-making. We propose in this document to update the code using this wording. We note that many things can affect a person's decision-making capacity. People whose decision-making capacity is affected may need support to make decisions about their medical treatment or may be unable to make a particular decision at a particular time because they are unable to 1. Understand information relevant to the decision or 2. Retain such information or 3. Use such information to make the decision or 4. Communicate their decision in any way or 5. Make a particular decision because they are comatose or otherwise unconscious. Topic 3, making the Act and Code work better for tangata whaikaha disabled people, outlines consumer rights where a person is assessed as having affected decision-making capacity and sets out proposals to clarify and strengthen these rights. Hoho te rongo. Kia hoho te rongo. Hoho te rongo describes methods of resolving disputes using principles and values from te ao Māori, Māori worldviews. Hoho te rongo is a newly implemented approach within HDC's complaint management process facilitated by Māori. Hoho te rongo provides an opportunity for the ngāwe, wrongdoings of a person or persons experienced by whānau to be acknowledged by the providers and for whānau to seek peace in the experience within a culturally safe and appropriate environment. Hoho te rongo is conducted a kanohi, in person, either in the medium of te reo Māori, English or both. Tikanga for the process is led by whānau. Hui a whānau. Hui a whānau is a whānau gathering inclusive of the consumer facilitated using te reo Māori made ngā tikanga Māori, Māori methods of engagement and protocols. Hui a whānau is a new approach within HDC's complaints management process facilitated by Māori. Hui a whānau allows whānau voice to be heard and understood in a culturally safe and appropriate environment. Hui a whānau takes place in te reo, Māori, English or both. It is a tikanga-led process where whānau are the experts of their experience and are supported to decide what resolution looks like for them. Provider. The word provider in this document means a healthcare provider or a disability services provider as defined in the Act, Sections 3 and 2. This includes public and private services, paid and unpaid services, hospitals and rest homes, and individuals such as nurses, doctors, dentists, pharmacists, counsellors, chiropractors, naturopaths, and caregivers. Tangata whaikaha, disabled people. Tangata whaikaha is a strength-based description of disability, meaning to have strength, to have ability, and be enabled. The term disabled people is used by the New Zealand Disability Strategy. Many people prefer using identity-first language, disabled people, to express pride in their disability. We acknowledge that many people hold multiple identities and not all people who experience barriers created by an inaccessible society identify with the words tangata whaikaha or disabled people or may prefer other words. For example, many tangata whaikaha who are Māori identify as Māori first and many deaf people identify as being part of the deaf community and do not always identify as being disabled. Likewise, people with disabling mental health conditions may identify with communities with lived experience of mental distress or harm from substance abuse or gambling and not the disability community. Tangata whai ora. Tangata whai ora means people seeking wellness and can refer to people using mental health and addiction services. Te ao Māori. Te aronga a te Māori ki tōna ao Māori. Te ao Māori is about Māori ways of thinking and seeing the world. It draws on mā tōranga Māori, Māori knowledge, values, perspectives, creativity and practices. Te Tiriti o Waitangi, the Treaty of Waitangi. At the heart of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, the Treaty of Waitangi, Te Tiriti, the Treaty, is the exchange of rights and responsibilities between the British Crown and Māori / tangata whenua, indigenous people of Aotearoa New Zealand. Te Tiriti, the treaty, promised to protect Māori properly and enable Māori to live as Māori in Aotearoa New Zealand. At the same time, Te Tiriti, the treaty, gave the British Crown the right to govern Aotearoa New Zealand and to represent all New Zealanders' interests, including Māori. There is a Te Reo Māori version and an English version. The two texts are different, particularly in relation to matters of governorship and sovereignty in Articles 1 and 2. Tikanga. He kupu arahi I ngā mahi tika. Tikanga Māori, tikanga, are customary practices rooted in core beliefs, values and principles broadly shared among Māori and informed by mā tōranga Māori. Any discussion of tikanga needs to appreciate its place and function within te ao Māori. Understanding tikanga requires a journey through the Māori world, including knowledge systems, values, and beliefs that locate tikanga in its natural environment. To try and understand tikanga outside of that framework risks it becoming decontextualized and abstract and distorting its meaning. Note 1.
Wiramu Doherty,
Hirini Moko Mead and Paul Timara, Tikanga, paper presented to Te Aka Matua o Te Ture, Law Commission, Te Whare Wānanga o Wainui Arangi, 2023, at 1.2. The Supreme Court recognises tikanga as the first law of Aotearoa New Zealand and part of the common law, C-2022-NZSC-114 Ellis. Tikanga has evolved and continues to adapt to societal and technological developments. While the intent of tikanga is similar across different hapu, whānau groups sharing descent across a common ancestor, and iwi, tribe, how these values are applied may differ. Whānau. He heringa tangata, heringa whakapapa. Traditionally, whānau most often refers to family members connected by blood, but may include in-laws and adopted family members. In modern usage, whānau extends to include people with close relationships and who come together for a shared purpose. People define their whānau for themselves when using health and disability services. Will and preferences. The CRBD provides that a disabled person's rights, will and preferences are guiding principles for all support for or exercise of decision making. A person's will reflects their underlying values or the direction they want to pursue. In contrast, a person's preferences reflect a greater liking for one choice over another. Overview of the Act and the Code. Tirohanga whānui o te ture me te tikanga mōtika. In this section, we provide an overview of 1. The origins of the Act and the Code. 2. The Code and your rights. 3. The Act and the functions of HDC, and 4. Complaint processes. Origins of the Act and Code. The Act and the Code were created following what came to be known as the Unfortunate Experiment in 1966, an unethical study led by Dr. Herbert Green at National Women's Hospital followed women with significant changes to their cervical cells without treating them properly. This occurred without the woman's knowledge or consent. 20 years on, many had developed cervical cancer and some had died. The study was exposed by journalists Sandra Coney and Phyllida Bunkle. It sparked a formal inquiry in 1987 and 1988 into the treatment of cervical cancer at National Women's Hospital. Judge Dame Sylvia Cartwright led the Cartwright Inquiry, which identified significant and sustained failures in doctors' ethical practices concerning respect, communication, information sharing, and obtaining informed consent. Judge Cartwright recommended reforms to protect patients' rights, including establishing 1. A legislated code of patients' rights, 2. An independent health commissioner to consider and help resolve patients' complaints, and to educate professionals on patients' rights, and 3. Independent patient advocates. The Act and the Code were created in 1994 and 1996, respectively, to bring Judge Cartwright's recommendations to life. The Code sets the benchmarks for a system of care with consumers at the centre of services. It doesn't make new rights, but brings together existing rights from different laws and treaties into one easy-to-understand place. The Code and your rights. Everyone who uses a health service or a disability service in Aotearoa New Zealand has rights as set out in the Code. The Code places corresponding duties on providers of health services and disability services. These rights can be enforced by the HDC as set out in the Act. These rights are summarised in English and in Te Reo Māori. 1. Respect, mana. 2. Fair treatment, manaakitanga. 3. Dignity and independence, tūrangatira motuhake. 4. Appropriate standard of care, tōtikanga. 5. Effective communication, whakawhitiwhitinga whakaaro. 6. Full information, whakamohio. 7. Informed choice and consent, whakaritenga mouake. 8. Support, tautoko. 9. Teaching and research, ako me te rangahau. 10. Right to complain. Amu amu. You can watch an animated video about your rights and slash or read the code in full and in different languages on our website at www.hdc.org.nz/your-rights/. Application of the code to children and young people and people whose decision-making capacity is affected. The code helps to make sure that everyone gets fair treatment, even if they're young or their decision-making is affected. The code has a starting assumption that people can make informed choices and give informed consent to their treatment. Right 7, number 2. Where a person's decision-making is affected, they have the right to make informed choices and give informed consent to the extent of their decision-making ability. Right 7, number 3. Right 7, number 4, sets out limited circumstances where third parties can make decisions for people. Legislation such as the Protection of Personal Property and Rights Act 1988, PPPR Act, and the Mental Health Compulsory Assessment and Treatment Act 1992 can also override rights to informed consent in specific situations. In those situations, all other code rights continue to apply. For children and young people, 1. Young people 16 years or older with capacity to make decisions can say yes or no to medical treatment just like adults can. Care of Children Act 2004. 2. Children and young people under 16 years may still be able to decide about treatment depending on the type of treatment and the age and understanding of the child or young person. This is called GILIC competence and requires an assessment of the person's intellectual maturity and mental state to consent to that treatment. 3. Where a child or young person under the age of 18 years is not able to consent, then consent may be given by a guardian of the child slash young person or, where no guardian can be found, by a person in New Zealand who has been acting in the place of a parent. Care of Children Act 2004. 4. If no one is able to provide consent, then the provider may provide services where it is in the consumer's best interests and other conditions in Right 7, number 4 have been satisfied. For adults who are unable to provide consent, 1. A person appointed under an enduring power of attorney, EPOA, or a wealthy guardian appointed by the family court can consent on behalf of the consumer. PPPR Act. There are limits to the types of the decisions that an EPOA or welfare guardian can make. For example, the person can't be enrolled in a medical experiment unless to save their life or prevent serious harm to their health. And the EPOA or welfare guardian can't refuse consent to standard medical treatment intended to save the person's life or prevent serious harm to their health. 2. Parents slash guardians do not have the right to consent for their children over 18 years unless they are the EPOA or welfare guardian. 3. If no one is available to provide consent, then the provider may provide services where it is in the best interests of the consumer and other conditions in Right 7, number 4 have been satisfied. Note that Topic 1, Supporting Better and Equitable Complaint Processes, seeks your feedback on clarifying the role of whānau in the code. And Topic 3, Making the Act and the Code Work Better for Tangata Whaikaha, Disabled People, seeks your feedback on whether rights relating to supported decision-making and a consumer's will and preferences should be strengthened in the code. The Act and the Functions of HDC. The Act sets up the HDC as an independent watchdog to promote and protect the rights of people using health and disability services and to facilitate the fair, simple, speedy and efficient resolution of complaints. The functions of HDC as set out in the Act include 2. 1. Assess and resolve complaints about health and disability services. 2. Provide an advocacy service to support people in resolving their complaints directly with the provider and spread awareness of the code. 3. Refer providers who are found in breach of the code to the Director of Proceedings, an independent statutory function, who then decides if legal action is needed. And 4. Use insights from complaints to influence policies and practice across the health and disability system and educate people about the code. HDC contracts the National Advocacy Trust to provide the independent advocacy service. Advocates offer free help and support to people who are unhappy with a health or disability service. They can help sort out problems and guide people through the complaint process. The complaint process. Anyone can complain either for themselves or someone else if they think a person's rights when using services aren't being met. Complaints can be made directly to the provider, including with the help of the advocacy service or to HDC. In the 2022/23 year, the advocacy service and HDC received over 24,000 inquiries and 6,000 complaints about health and disability services. This is in addition to complaints that were made directly to providers. Direct resolution between the parties and the advocacy service. Usually, it's best to resolve complaints directly with the provider, as often it's quicker and simpler and can help to restore relationships that are ongoing. Providers must have processes to facilitate the fair, simple, speedy, and efficient resolution of complaints. Right 10, right to complain. If a person has made a complaint with a provider and is unhappy with the response, they can raise their concerns with the advocacy service or HDC. Advocates can help people self-advocate and resolve issues with providers. They don't decide whether there has been a breach of consumer rights. Advocates are trained in complaint resolution processes to achieve positive outcomes for consumers and develop professional and respectful working relationships with providers and consumers. You can read more about the advocacy service on their website at https://www.advocacy.org.nz. HDC resolution pathways. HDC assesses each complaint carefully, considering the issues raised and the evidence available. Following assessment, HDC will decide on the most appropriate resolution pathway. HDC can 1. Refer the complaint to the advocacy service or the provider for direct resolution between the parties. The advocacy service and providers must report to HDC on the outcome of these referrals so HDC can ensure that people's concerns have been addressed appropriately. 1. Refer the complaint to other agencies where the issues raised are more appropriately dealt with by that agency. For example, issues related to a registered provider's fitness to practice are often better dealt with by their regulatory authority, who can assess and, if necessary, restrict their ability to practice, which HTC cannot do. 2. Call a hui or mediation involving the parties in the complaint. This resolution pathway has not been used very often in the past. Recently, HDC introduced the option of hui āwhānau, which brings a te ao Māori approach to complaint resolution and, if appropriate and all parties agree, can lead to hoho te rongo, dispute resolution led by tikanga. 3. Take no action or no further action on a complaint where the initial assessment indicates that a formal investigation is not needed. The HDC can decide to take no further action on a complaint. For example, no further action may be taken where the care was appropriate or matters are being addressed through other processes. This pathway can include educational comments or recommendations to improve the quality of care or help resolve the complaint. 4. Investigate, which can result in the provider being found in breach of the code, as well as recommendations to improve services. Under the Act, the Commissioner may also investigate any aspect of care that appears to breach consumer rights, even if there hasn't been a complaint. And 5. Refer a provider to the Director of Proceedings where the Commissioner has investigated the complaint and determined that the code has been breached. The Director of Proceedings can take legal action when providers are referred to them by the HDC and there is public interest in doing so. You can read more about our complaint process and the factors we consider on our website at https://www.hdc.org.nz/making-a-complaint/complaint-process/.